Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time, July 12th, 2026. Today is also my mother's 88th birthday. She died on June 13th, 2026, so just a little less than a month ago. So please pray for her today with me as I offer this homily in her memory. Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon her. May her soul and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Matthew writes, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up." There is something wonderfully reckless about the farmer in today's Gospel. Jesus tells us that the sower scatters seed everywhere, on the path, on rocky ground, among thorns, and finally on rich soil. Any experienced farmer would likely be more careful, more calculating, more efficient, but not this sower. He casts seeds with extravagant abandon. Perhaps that is the first thing Jesus wants us to understand about God. God is lavish with grace. He does not wait until our hearts are perfect before speaking to us. He does not ration his mercy only to the deserving. He scatters his word freely across the whole landscape of human life, into confusion, weakness, distraction, sorrow, hope, and even resistance. The divine sower never stops sowing. The deeper question of the gospel is not whether God speaks. The deeper question is, what kind of soil are we becoming? Jesus first speaks of seed falling on the path, where birds quickly devour it. The path is ground packed hard by constant traffic. It cannot receive anything because it has become closed and impenetrable. There are moments when the human heart becomes like that. Life can harden us. Repeated disappointments, betrayals, cynicism, endless noise, resentment, or pride can slowly compact the soul until nothing penetrates anymore. We may still hear scripture, we may still attend Mass, but the world merely bounces off the surface, the Word of God bounces off the surface of our soul. Contemplative spirituality invites us to notice this honestly, without shame. Hardness of heart rarely happens all at once. It forms slowly through neglect of silence and prayer. A priest once visited an elderly farmer during a severe drought. The fields were cracked and dried. The farmer seemed unusually quiet. As they stood there together, looking over the barren land, the priest finally asked, "What worries you the most?" The old farmer replied, "I'm not afraid the fields are dry. Rain can fix that. I'm afraid of what happens if the heart goes dry and nobody notices." That is the danger Jesus describes. A heart can become spiritually dry outwardly, while life continues on as normal. But even hardened ground can be broken open by grace. Sometimes suffering itself becomes the plow that softens us again. Jesus next speaks of seeds that spring up quickly but wither because it has no roots. This is the spirituality of emotional excitement without perseverance. We can become inspired by a retreat, moved by a homily, stirred by beautiful music, or filled with zeal during a season of consolation. But when difficulty arrives, the roots are too shallow. Contemplative faith is not built on feelings alone. It is formed in hidden fidelity. Roots grow in darkness. The saints teach us that real transformation often occurs quietly beneath the surface, where no one sees. Daily prayer, silent trust, returning to God after failure, choosing forgiveness again and again, remaining faithful when God seems silent. This hidden rooting is what allows the seed to endure heat, suffering, uncertainty, and delay. In our impatient culture, we often want instant holiness, but God usually works slowly, like rain soaking into the earth over time. The soul deepens by abiding. Then Jesus speaks of seeds choked by thorns, worldly anxiety, riches, and the lure of other things. This may be the most recognizable soul of modern life. Many hearts are not openly rejecting God. They are simply overcrowded. Noise fills every space, endless information, constant stimulation, perpetual worry. Comparison, entertainment, schedules, politics, finances, fears about the future, all of it grows like thorns around the quiet voice of God. The tragedy is that the plant actually begins to grow. There is sincerity, there is faith, but eventually the competing attachments choke the life out of it. Contemplative spirituality reminds us that silence is not empty. Silence creates room for God. The soul requires spaciousness. Jesus often withdrew to deserted places to pray because communion with the Father cannot flourish amid constant interior clutter. We too must cultivate interior simplicity. Not everything demanding our attention deserves our hearts. Sometimes the most spiritual thing we can do is become still enough to hear God again. Finally, Jesus describes the good soil that bears fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. Notice that the good soul is not praised for brilliance or perfection. Its greatness lies in receptivity. It receives the seed deeply. The fruitful soul is open, humble, patient, and available to God. This is encouraging because holiness is less about extraordinary achievement and more about surrender. Saints are not people who manufactured grace through sheer effort. They are people who allowed God to cultivate them. Good soil does not create the seed. It simply welcomes it. And fruit takes time. A contemplative life teaches patience with the slow work of God. We often want immediate transformation, but grace unfolds gradually. God is always growing something underneath the surface before it becomes visible above the surface. The kingdom of God grows quietly, like roots underground, like dawn before sunrise. like seeds hidden beneath the earth. Ultimately, the sower in the parable is Christ himself. Every Mass is an act of sowing. Every scripture reading is a scattering of divine seed. Every movement of grace within conscience is Christ passing through the fields of the human heart. And remarkably, he never stops sowing, even after rejection, even after indifference, even after sin. Christ continues to cast his word into our lives with astonishing hopefulness. Why? Because he sees possibilities in us that we cannot yet see ourselves. Barren field in winter may appear lifeless, but the farmer knows what the earth can become. So too Christ looks upon us not merely as we are now, but as we may become through grace. The question for us this Sunday is simple. What in me needs softening? What in me needs deeper roots? What thorns need clearing away? Where is God asking for greater openness? Lord still sows generously. The seed is still alive. The harvest is still possible. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the divine sower who never ceases to scatter grace upon the world. Break open the hardened places within us. Deepen our roots in times of trial. Clear away the thorns that choke your life in us. Make our hearts rich soil for your word. Teach us to become still enough to hear you, humble enough to receive you, and faithful enough to bear fruit that lasts. May your gospel take root deeply within our souls, until our lives become a harvest of love, mercy, peace, and holiness. Amen. Thank you so much for praying for the repose of the soul of my mother. And if you found a blessing in this reflection I share with you today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day. When we take a look at a passage from the gospel we shared at Mass and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys, God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.